This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials with the International Committee of the Red Cross, or the ICRC, said Friday that some 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, many elderly and with disabilities, are clinging to existence in horrific circumstances around the besieged eastern city of Bakhmut in Ukraine, where Russian forces have been trying for months to capture the city. VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a news briefing via video link, ICRC official Umar Khan said thousands of people still in and around Bakhmut are living in dire conditions, spending almost entire days in shelters, waiting out what has been almost constant intense shelling. He said buildings in the region are crushed by military firepower, roofs are ripped off, and apartment buildings are littered with holes. Khan said they've been trying to deliver basic supplies to help the people survive.
For these communities, the International Committee of the Red Cross recently delivered hygiene kits, solar lamps, containers, water containers, essential repair supplies, and handheld tools. These are the practical items that give them practical solutions to the problems they're facing every day.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations said Friday it was deeply concerned by what it said were the summary executions of prisoners of war by both Russian and Ukrainian forces on the battlefield. The allegations come shortly after Kyiv accused Russian forces of killing a captured Ukrainian serviceman who was filmed saying, "Glory to Ukraine," before being shot dead. The head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Matilda Bogner, said at a press conference in Kyiv on Friday her organization had recently recorded killings by both sides. Bogner also expressed deep concern over the alleged executions of 15 Ukraine prisoners by Russian armed forces after their capture. She said the Wagner mercenary group, which claims to be leading Russia's assault for Bakhmut, the longest